This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is UB Basketball Insider with Coach Weitzel and Coach Jack, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, AdPro Sports, Pepsi, ComDoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. Here is your host, Paul Peck.
Welcome to UB Basketball Insider. It's actually Bob Vaughn filling in for Paul Peck. Big day for UB football. He's in Ohio for the UB football game as they try and become bowl eligible tonight, which will follow our broadcast. But we got a big show tonight. We got Coach Felicia Leggett Jack on. But let's kick things off with the men's basketball coach, Coach Jim Weitzel. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Bob, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Let's go. Let's get the big win tonight. Get bowl eligible. I think our football team has shown great resilience this year. I'm really impressed.
It could be the third straight year being bowl eligible too. You know, you got, it's like the basketball team and the football team. You got things rolling. Women, and I say basketball, women's basketball, men's basketball, football. They got it. You got it rolling. So let's dig into the men's basketball. You're 1-1 this year. We're something like it's so early, but give me some early impressions of the team so far.
Well, you know, I think we've kind of seen. I've been real pleased with actually three of the four contests we've played this year. Unfortunately, the one that we opened up with at Dartmouth, we did not play well at all, and we didn't play well on either side of the ball, which was real disappointing because I thought your guys had practiced well. We've bounced back on Monday night against Nazareth, a team that obviously athletically we've got, a much more size and athleticism. But I thought we did better the things we're looking for, like the extra pass. We shot the three well. We defended better. So it's going to be a work in progress a little bit with our guys. But I think there's a lot of positiveness. I think we've got two good guards back, Devontae Jordan and Javon Graves that can show us the way, and I think those are two guys we're going to really rely on. Antoine Johnson and Ronda Segu are kind of that backcourt right now we've got, and Ronaldo's played incredibly well. He's come off the bench, and he's probably been, maybe our most consistent performer right now in the backcourt, so I'm really happy to see his progress.
You know, it is a work in progress, particularly with a younger team that hasn't played is together, right? I mean, I was watching the Kentucky loses to Evansville. The people on the broadcast are saying, it takes time. Offensively, it takes time to come together. It's easier defensively to come together than offensively. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, offensively, it's a little more delicate. And we've been probably, we've shot a lot of threes. And I think a little bit like, hey, guys, when you do miss the three, you got to continue to play. And I think that's still an area you want to fight through. I told my team, I said, three things you have to keep getting better at. You have to get better in your defense. You have to get better at taking care of the ball. And you have to get better in your shot selection. If you do those three things, you certainly can improve dramatically as the season begins. You made a great point. Evansville goes into Kentucky, beats Kentucky. I think anyone in November and December it's wide open. I just think because you're trying different things, different players, injuries, whatever. You're just trying to figure out things. If you don't have a veteran team coming back where you're pretty root in what you're doing, you're still trying to figure everything out. So it does take a little while. And for us, it's going to be just a work in progress to stay after it. I think our football program is a great example of being resilient. I mean, just continue to find a way to keep getting better. And now they're playing at a high level, And I think that's one of our guys we've talked to them about. You just got to have good practices every day and you build your foundation that way.
Now, are you leaning more on, you mentioned Devontae Jordan, Javon Graves, they're playing different roles, though, than they might have played in the past. But they have the experience. So that's, how much are you leaning on them to, you know, get you through maybe this early season?
I'm leaning on them a lot because, you know what, they know the program. They know the ins and outs. They're great kids, and they can help us in certainly leadership. I mean, Devontae's a very vocal kid, very emotional. Javon's, more of the steady guy. You know, but each one of them are really good teammates, and they really are, understand kind of what we're about. So that's the big thing I'm asking those guys. But the tough thing for them sometimes is now you're putting more on their plate, right, to make that jump. But they're very capable of doing it, and they want that in their role. So, it's just along with it, we're putting more on there. We've got two good seniors in Antoine Johnson and Gabe Grant that are guys that – I think they're going to hit their stride. They've had good practices. They've working really hard. Their minds are in good shape. It's just sometimes the ball right now hasn't fall for them. But I think we need to continue to keep those guys going. And then in our front line is very, very young and inexperienced, right, with Laquil Hartnett, Josh Mabala. Brock Bertram's going to be out for a while with a stress fracture. Dave Skogman's a young guy that's keep getting better in practice. We may play him on Saturday. We're still up in the air. We've kind of tried to held him out for redshirting purposes. Right. Janathan Williams, I think, was really good in the preseason. I think he's been excellent. Didn't play as well as we liked him in Dartmouth. Showed some signs back away when he's scrimmaged in Damon and also we had his Albany scrimmage. So we need him to keep doing what he can do because he's really a young guy with a bright future.
Of the young guys that you mentioned, Josh Mabala, to me, the upside there is incredible. He plays so much bigger than what I look on the stats. And to me, he's so quick getting down court. I think it seems like, if you're against a big guy that's a little slow getting down court, he's going to kill you by the end of the game.
Him and Laquil are both good rim runners. They can really take off and run. And Josh has done a pretty good job on the boards in the time we've played him there. Laquil missed both exhibition games, so that set him back. He redshirted from Cincinnati. So it's still taking him a while to kind of figure out what we're doing. Had a real good practice today, so I'm real excited about that. But he's another guy that can really, really run. Now, big thing for us is being consistent on the rebounding. I mean, like, we're going to play Harvard, Saturday going up there, and that they're very athletic, very long. We're going to have to do a great job of clearing the board and defending the first shot and clearing that board and get out and running.
Right. I mean, they're very good. We'll talk more about them coming up. I just want to mention, you mentioned Gabe Grant. He shoots the three a lot better than I didn't realize he shot the three as well as he has so far.
Gabe has really worked on his offensive game, his shot, so he's really improved that way. And we really need him because he's been good off the bench for us, and he can give us that lift. So, in the Damon game and the other night, he hits four threes in each one of those. So we need him. We need his offensive punch.
All right. We'll be back more with Coach Weitzel. We'll preview the game coming up this weekend against Harvard in Toronto. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider presented by Learfield IMG College.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Oh, here's the 4K video I took on my iPhone 11.
Oh, the squirrel video?
I swear it was a bear.
Your fear looks amazing on this iPhone 11.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s, four lines, just $35 a line with qualifying trade-ins.
Video streams at 480p via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers. $30 plan plus $5 phone with auto pay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel, credits may stop and remaining balance due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $29.17 times 24 pre-credit price $699.99. 0% APR.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
Are you struggling with depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety, or an addiction to drugs or alcohol? You're not alone. Many people have feelings or experiences like yours at some point in their lives. When such experiences become severe, it's important to reach out for professional help and treatment. Bryland Behavioral Health System provides quality, compassionate care for all ages. Don't suffer in silence. Contact Bryland for help. Call 886-8200 or visit Bryland.com for more information. With help, there's hope.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Back to UB Basketball Insider. I'm Bob Gaughan. We are live at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill right here on Miller's Port. Great food, great beverages, Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Let's get back to our conversation with Coach Jim Weitzel. Coach, got a big game coming up this weekend.
Yes.
Against what some people, when the season started, said this might be your toughest game on the schedule. Now, I know they've had a couple of injuries and, you know, some of their better players haven't played a couple of games, but this Harvard team is a challenge.
Oh, they're loaded. I mean, and I think they're going to get some of these guys back that have been dinged up. You know, you have to be prepared for, you know, everyone coming back. They're excellent. I mean, they've been, you know, they're definitely a top 25 team, and they're deep everywhere. They're very, very deep. They're very talented. Tommy Amaker, you know, this is a team last year that played for the Ivy League championship last 2 years, and last year they played at Yale, and Yale ended up winning. So it's kind of a home court the way they've done it. It's a little bit different. The Ivy's gone to, you know, with four teams in and gotten that. So they've lost twice in the championship as they've been in the NIT, but, you know, they're an easily a top 25 team.
He's got
a
role in there, right? I mean, Amaker's got it. He's been there for a while now.
He's been there for a long time, done a great job. They've been able to recruit really, really well. You know, kind of plays like a Duke system. They really get into you. They overplay. They really move the ball. They have no weakness. I mean, this is going to be a great challenge for our team up there. We need a great fan base to come on up and on Saturday afternoon. And, you know, this is a great opportunity for our program, though. We want to play in these type of things. We're going to Charleston next week. You know, we've always felt like, look, this is a way to get you better.
Right.
And improves and take a shot. And I think that's one of the things that you learn, and then that makes you better and better as you go into January. So, you know, we've had good practices. You know, come in there, we got to go out there and play. I think we need to play, you know, with confidence. We need to play a little bit looser. You know, I mean, certainly, you know, I thought that the Dartmouth game, the guys were so – you got to relax a little bit and play the game. Take your shot, and you're going to make that. I think here you're going to come out there, you're going to have to play really, really well, play very intense on the defense end, share the ball on the offensive end. But we're excited about it. We think it's a great opportunity. It's a triple header up there. Bonnie's is going to be up there with Rutgers, and then it's Tennessee and Washington. So you got, you know, three great games up there if you're a basketball aficionado and love hoops.
All local ties, too, right? Rob Lanier, right?
Exactly. So you're going to have some really good basketball and a great venue. You're playing, you know, where the Raptors play. You're right downtown Toronto, so people go up there, make it a day. They can spend the night and all that. So it's really a neat thing. We always try to do that with our schedule is play some of these marquee opportunities, and I certainly think this is one of them.
And I think, is that how you play it to the team? I mean, this is an opportunity, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
This is a glorious opportunity to prove your
go back
prove
and let's,
yourself,
let's,
right?
Yeah, let's go see where we're at. I mean, we got plenty of work to do, but it's early in the season, and get out there and let's put together good practices. That's how it starts. Good film sessions, and be very, very well prepared, and then go out and play with great confidence. That's a little bit. We just still got to get that little bit of that swag under our belt a little bit. You got to. But the only way you're going to get it is keep fighting and keep working on it.
Some of the new things in college basketball. First of all, one of the new things that I've seen in the stats is the plus-minus. I saw Ronaldo Sagu was a plus 45.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
He has been our best plus-minus guy. And really, Rondo, we consider him a starter. He plays starter's minutes. A little like we did Dante Carruthers and Nick Perkins is that if he start, I mean, wouldn't be a problem at all starting him at all. We just kind of love the way he comes off the bench and the way he plays, but his minutes, if you look at him, are starter's minutes. So,
is that a stat, though, you've been...
Yeah, no, we look at that's the first thing I look at there more than anything. It's like, what lineups, who's out there playing well?
Right.
And, so that means you're doing a lot of things. You're not only playing good offensively, you're playing very well defensively, you're sharing the ball, you're doing all those things you need to do. So Rondo has really worked on his game. He loves to be him and, we've got a lot of kids that love being in the gym, but he's just one of those kids that loves to be in the gym, and he's constantly, putting the time and effort into it. And he's become a very, very good shooter, and that was probably the knock on him when he got out of high school was, a good passer, fun kid to watch, but needed to really improve on his defense and shooting. He's really improved that area.
Jonathan Williams also I've seen.
Exactly. Those two guys are –
they're in the gym
really,
all the time, right?
Yeah, they're all the time. They're
but you can
the
see
time.
The confidence level.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, you agree, from last year to this year.
Without a doubt. Those two guys have really put a lot of time and effort. As we say, they made a lot of big investments. So I think it's going to pay big dividends for us.
And, lastly, changing college basketball, the three-point line.
Yeah.
Goes back just, is it that much? Is it been a difference in you?
No doubt.
It is. How has it affected you?
Bigger one probably than everyone thought, including myself. I think because we shot the three pretty well last year. I think the step-in three is still one that people still shoot pretty well. It's the one you're coming out from underneath the basket with movement, coming off flare screens or stagger screens. You got to get set up better, and I think that takes time and effort. So we've worked on it hard this summer. We like to shoot threes. We shoot a lot of them. But it's still a work in progress. So it's going to be interesting to see if it settles in by the time second semester by you go conference play.
All right, Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you. Coming up next, Coach Felicia Leggett-Jack coming talking about the women's UB basketball team out to a 3-0 start. That's UB Basketball Insider presented by Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busybodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
Auto Audubon Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Audubon Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
When you're headed to the outdoors, head to Lockport Outdoor Store. Specializing in high-impact footwear and apparel, locally owned, we have the brands you love and all you need for the tough Western New York weather ahead. Men's and women's Carhartt workwear, rugged Choco-designed snowmobile suits, Under Armour, minus 33, and dual-fold long underwear. Stay warm, dry, and safe in our high-vis workwear. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. Lockport Outdoor Store, Transit Road at Robinson.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Basketball insider Bob Gaughan filling in for Paul Peck, who's doing the football game. Big game for UB Sports here tonight. And we are now joined by head women's basketball coach, Felicia Leggett. Jack. Coach Jack, thank you so much. Your team is on a roll, 3-0. And as we were just talking off the air, I think the reason I'm giddy is because you're 3-0 without, I think, the best player in the MAC. So you got to be happy with the way things have started.
Always happy, never satisfied. Right. I really enjoy this team. They're so young. I tell you what, my whole entire head is going to be gray by the end of the season because they're trying every last one of my nerves. But they're giving the best effort. And, you know, without Summer, who's our leader, you know, she doesn't have to lead with talk or anything. Just her being out there would be such a big difference. She's not out there at all, and Tessie has to do it all by herself, you know, Hannah and Marissa. But, you know, Summer's the one that got all the experience. So we're just trying to find our way 1 minute at a time.
Every team is different, is it not? I mean, yeah. You from year to year, been around for so long. But is that the interesting thing about the coaching, like this year's team versus last year's team and this year's team without Summer versus with Summer? It is that. I mean, to me, that's interesting, but it's got to be such a challenge for you.
When we went to the Sweet 16, it was the least talented team, I think. But they were so in sync about doing it the one way, our way, my way, and they never wavered. They did what we asked them to do, and they were just great students of the game, and, you know, led by Stephanie Reed. And then we brought in Sierra Dillard, and Sierra Dillard had to do a lot of things without a lot of talent around her, but willing athletes. And she really did a tremendous job finishing second in the nation in scoring, running a side ball screen and against the world.
Right.
And this team is all young, but it's the most talented team I think I've had since I've been in coaching. But this team is the challenge is they have to trust what you're saying and they have to really believe in what you're doing. And that process is going to be continuing because three of them didn't come right away. They play for their countries. And so we're still very, very young, and I'm still convincing them that this is the way that we can try, but I'm willing to try it their way as well. But it's a different team.
Well, you talk about a young team. You've got the youngest team in the MAC. You've got the youngest team that you will play this year, right?
Absolutely.
So really is so you might lean on, you know, one of your veterans, Tessie Onwuka, has just been incredible, career highs. Game after game after game, three games. I'm waiting to see how many points she scores next game.
I think she's going to score 60 the next game.
I think it is. I think it's very possible. But talk about her, because I know she's, for years, she's been a great defensive player.
Yes,
but
sir.
What she has done offensively has been just incredible this year.
Well, you know, that's a sign of playing free. You know, here's a young lady who had the game almost taken away from her. But no fault of her own. It's just a mishap. And, you know, when she went to play with her national team over in Nigeria, she got stuck in the country for 10 to 15 days. And we had to get people involved to help them understand that she's coming here to be a student. And it almost didn't work out. And we worked, furiously, ferociously, intently, and prayerfully to get her back. And we got her back, thank the Lord. And now she realizes this is a game of freedom, a game to just play and just fly around, make mistakes, do it right, but just be free. And she's playing with a sense of abandon when it comes to freedom. And I love that about her. And it just calms everybody down because Tessie makes a lot of mistakes, but she's not looking panicked because she loves the fact that she's able to make them.
What was amazing to me about her 30-point performance last game, she's shooting 70% from the field.
With their layups.
It's incredible. I mean, 70% from the field. So, I mean, I'm sure you've seen players that score 30 points, but they do it on 60 shots.
That's true.
The exact opposite, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she has not only been productive, but efficient is the word I would use.
Well, you know, she has to be for more reasons than one. You know, without Summer, she's the face that we see. She's our defensive captain, and I think that she is really giving us her best effort. And you come in the morning after a game, you look on the court, there's one young lady out there, and it's her. And she's getting the most out of her opportunity. I don't think she's going to play the game anymore after this. She's going to be a nurse. She's signed up for nursing school already and trying to get back to the world in another capacity. So she's flying around and being free, loving this game as long as she can.
Let's talk about your freshman sensation, De'Asia Fair. You see somebody in high school. I guess everybody scores in high school.
True.
Did you realize that this was going to translate, though, for not only from high school, but she's going to be able to score right away with the college? I mean, that's a shock. Maybe it's not a shock for you, having watched her.
Well, she averaged 33 points a game her
right.
senior year. And so, yeah, I don't care if you're playing against, fourth graders. That's a lot of points.
Right.
So we know she can score, and we know she can think, and we know that she has a very, very high IQ when it comes to the game. And we got very lucky to get her. She was right there and hidden in plain sight. But if you don't come from a certain place, the scouts don't rate you, and they don't really think that you're good enough unless you play for these certain AAU teams. And I was just so hoping that she didn't get on these big AAU scenes, because the wrong people could get her and not let her become what she's becoming. I think I'm the right person for her to grow into the person and the player that she needs to be. And right now you've seen the tip of the iceberg, but I think there's so much more in her tank, and I'm looking forward to watching her grow in the next 3.5 years.
I mean, it's incredible that she's been able to score, what, the 30 points, the first freshman to do that, I think, since the year 2000 here. So just an incredible start to her basketball career. That's got to bring a smile to your face. Like I said, we're starting here. Where can we go in the next 4 years?
Yeah. She had 7 assists as well. I mean, she's shooting passing the ball at a high clip, and she's rebounding the ball. First game, she had about 12 rebounds. So she's not about the points. She's about the win and any means necessary. She wants to be a player on a team that can help us have success. So not that we can win a game or a championship, so that we can tell our story. And her story is fantastic. It's amazing. And it doesn't matter right now, but when we seize the crowd and get enough people to listen, she'll share with you who she really is. And it's going to be I think it's a movie.
All right, we'll talk more about the women's team. We'll talk about tomorrow night's game against Columbia. That's still to come on UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
The Town Jeep Ramathon is on at Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hamburg. Sign and drive away in a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab for $249 per month. Only $249. All taxes included. Just first payment and plates due at signing. Come on down and save at the Town Jeep Ramathon today. 42 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 25 cents per mile overage. Includes Conquest lease. Must have competitive make vehicle leased in household. Leasing responsible for maintenance during and excess wear at lease end on approved credit. Offer good till 10/31/19.
Uncover 500 Pearl, Buffalo's newest destination to meet, create, and celebrate. We're changing the way Buffalo meets with higher levels of service, luxury, and comfort. 8 unique spaces to bring your ideas to life, 110-room aloft hotel, 2 bars including Patrick's, Buffalo's highest rooftop, and more amenities coming soon. Don't miss a thing. Follow us at 500 Pearl.
Back champs are back inside Alumni Arena on Friday, November 15th, when the UB women's basketball team hosts Columbia at 7 p.m.
Paul sets her feet, fires, yes!
Fans, be sure to arrive early as the team will unveil their 2019 MAC championship banner before the game. Also, the first 500 fans will receive a commemorative t-shirt. With capacity crowds and increasing excitement, you won't want to miss a minute of the action. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit UBBulls.com.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Ah, hot.
Tropical.
Ooh, so cool.
Call 870-0753.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider. Bob Gaughan filling in for Paul Peck, who's doing the football game tonight. And let's continue our conversation with the 3-0 UB Women Bulls head coach, Felicia Legacek. Coach, you got a big game tomorrow night. This is an interesting team to me, this Columbia team that you're playing, because they're 1-2. But they beat a really good Fordham team that I think won the A-10 last year and took Notre Dame to a really close game. So I think this is a really interesting game. Talk to me a little bit about the Columbia game.
They're very good. They're very seasoned. They're veterans. And but the neat thing is their best player is a freshman like our freshman, number 35. I don't give them names because I don't like to like them. So they got a great player, the stars. They got a great kid that hasn't played very well, but she's really good, number 20. She rebounds the ball. She runs the floor. She's a strong kid. I'm really concerned about her showing up, and they got a kid coming off the bench, number 4, who's pretty special. So, yeah, they're really good. Everybody's better, you know, than us, if you will, because we're so young. And so we don't really worry about them. We really kind of work on who we are, and we're going to play our matchup zone, and we're going to take open shots. We're going to defend as if our life depended on it, and we're going to let the chips fall where he may.
I love your matchup zone. Yeah. I've always loved your matchup. Oh, so talk you. A little about your defensive philosophy and a little bit about this team, which has done a really good job of holding teams under 60 points.
Well, this is a Tessie Onwuka story. You know, she has grown into what Catherine Upps has really made it her thing when she was here for 4 years as a defensive captain, and now Tessie's taking us a little bit further. How aggressive our guards are defensively is how great we're going to be, and right now Tessie won't allow our guards to be soft, and so she forces the action, and she holds the team under her tutelage, and I kind of stand and blame her. I give her credit for everything that happens on defense.
We've talked about – I want to talk about a few more of your players. First of all, Hannah Hall coming back. Another probably – with a young team, is that a veteran that you're kind of leaning on a little bit this year?
Well, there's – you know, Deasia's great, and I think Tessie's one of the best in the conference as well. But I think Hannah Hall is the one that has the keys to the car. And I always tell her that all the time, because how she goes is how we all go. And she's such an incredible leader, such an unbelievable student of the game. She totally understands me. She knows when I'm screaming like crazy, but what I'm saying is what she kind of holds to be true. And she knows the system better than anybody on the team, including myself sometimes. And I'm just really grateful that Hannah, whether she scores 7 points or 100 points, she is so valued on that floor. If she's on the floor, is her plus minus system is always in the 20s. So I'm just grateful to have a Hannah Hall.
Marissa Hamilton, too.
Marissa's going to have to continue to come and get better. I think that defensively she's done a tremendous job playing in the post for us until summer comes. But Marissa's jump shot is finally getting better. She sees the game better than anybody on the team. Could be a great passer. She gets really emotional sometimes, and it takes away from her greatness. When she plays a game calm, great things always happen. Deasia Fair is a better player with Marissa Hamilton on the floor.
Recruiting never stops. I just saw, you know, yesterday you guys signed a couple of recruits. Talk to me a little bit about them.
We like Cheyenne, and we so like Sophia. Cheyenne's coming from the Detroit area. She's a great student, could be a valedictorian of her class, but she's a ferocious student of the game of basketball. She's what I love about her, she's a pull-up jump shot shooter, and it's either a three-pointer or a layup for women's basketball, but she's a pull-up jump shot shooter. Reminds me of a young lady named Joanna Smith that played for me a few years ago, won that first MAC championship for us. I love what she's going to bring to the table, and she's just really going to look really good alongside the Hannah Halls and the Asia Fair. And Sophia's going to bring that defensive stuff that Tessie's doing. She's a ferocious defender. You turn her once, you're going to be on the other side. She believes in that defensive side of the ball, and she's going to come violently at you with a layup. And I think that, and this is a young lady that really believed that we were the people, and that the university can help her get a biology degree and also win a national championship, in her words. And she came after me, and I'm really grateful that we have now another country to represent. She's from Sweden.
I think people love playing for you, right? Your style, which is a very attractive style. And also, you give them a chance to play, right? I mean, if you can play, you can. I mean, Lauren Christie, right, is a freshman that is playing, right? You're going to give them the opportunity to play right away if they can, right? You play a lot of players.
They got to earn it.
Yeah.
If you earn the right to play, you will play. And I think that the more people that come in practice and earn the right, we're going to really be a great team, because I think that if you got someone playing 20 minutes and somebody come in and play the other 20 minutes and never lose a beat, I think that you're a hard team to beat in March. And right now we're trying to figure out how do we get the right people on the court at the right time to play for the month of March so that we can have that energy. We don't have a scout team. Most people do. And so we're our own scout people. So our legs are really underneath us around March. And so, this is a game of basketball. It's a microcosm of life for me. I tell my players all the time, how you go after this game is going to be a determination how you live the rest of your 75-plus years, because you're going to learn how to be the foundation and the answer to all your stories, because I'm going to help you a little bit, but you're going to self-discover every single day.
I talked to Coach Weitzel. Are you finding the same thing, like early in the season, offensively, like defensively, you come together, but offensively it takes a little time to find your way with a young team?
I just find my way when they come. And I'm not that smart to know exactly what I feel at this point in the season, because we're still evolving. I don't know whether I like them better offensively or defensively. I just know I like them. I love that they're trying, and they let me be my authentic self, to be a screamer, passionate, pushing them more and more and more. And they keep coming back, and they keep coming in that gym and wanting to become better. I just love that piece of it, and how we evolve, whether it's offense or defense, they're going to continue to write their story. This is their story. I'm just a part of the story that they're going to create.
Coach, thank you very much. Good luck. Good luck tomorrow night against
Let's
Columbia.
Let's go Bulls.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Importantly, let's go beat Kent State tonight.
You got it. You and UB Bulls head basketball coach Felicia Legacek, 3-0 UB Bulls. They will play tomorrow night against Columbia at Alumni Arena. You want tickets? Call 1-877-UB-THERE or ubbulls.com. We'll be back with Sarah Trinelli and Brian Wolf. That's still to come on UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
Oh, here's the 4K video I took on my iPhone 11.
Oh, the squirrel video?
I swear it was a bear.
Your fear looks amazing on this iPhone 11.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s, four lines, just $35 a line with qualifying trade-ins.
Video streams at 480p via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers. $30 plan plus $5 phone with auto pay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel, credits may stop and remaining balance due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $29.17 times 24 pre-credit price $699.99. 0% APR.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for Ultimate Turkey Italiano. How would you like it?
Can I get that like an artist?
Sure.
Presenting Subway's Ultimate Turkey Italiano on Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. Ah, a flavorful masterpiece. A glorious blend of turkey breast, pepperoni, Genoa salami, and melty, melty cheese. Plus, your choice of fresh veggies makes this creation a work of genius. Every Ultimate Turkey Italiano is worth 1,000 words. Mwah! Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at kaleidahealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
When a seasonal cold or a slip on the ice gets the best of you, well now, Urgent Care is your plan for the unplanned. Conveniently located in your community, well now's quick care and exceptional service will help make it all better. Facilities are open 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Online check-ins available and most insurance plans are accepted. Visit wellnow.com to find the location nearest you.
Basketball Insider. I'm Bob Gaughan, filling in for Paul Peck. He is in Kent, Ohio for the big UB-Kent State game tonight as the Bulls try and become bowl eligible. So it's a huge night here for UB Sports. Let's continue, though, UB Basketball Insider by bringing in Sarah Tonelli from the UB Media Relations Office. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure watching the UB women's team play. They're 3-0. And as I, talked to Coach Jack about, I mean, you're 3-0 without who I think is the best player in the MAC in Summer Hemphill. So how you've got to be excited about the start of this season.
Yeah, I would agree with you on Summer, and absolutely, 3-0, and anytime you get wins, they all count the same, right? So you certainly can't win a championship in November, but, you know, you like to see as many of the wins pile up early on as you can get, and I think that's exactly what they've tried to do. I mean, there's no hiding the fact of, you know, what a phenomenal player Summer is, and it certainly hurts to not have her on the floor, and you know, the team hopes to have her back soon, but I think for what they've been able to do these first three games, and I think if they can continue to do that for a few more, hopefully they'll put themselves in a really good position to, in a way, not really miss a beat until you can get your preseason first team All-MAC East a player and preseason Big Four player of the year back on the floor.
Talk a little bit about Tessie Onwuka. I guess you never know how a player is going to react to be given a little more authority on the court, a little more authority offensively. And how she has reacted has just been incredible so far in the first three games.
Yeah, I think she's been a rock out there. You obviously were the youngest team in the country. 11 underclassmen, and so you're going to need to get production, you know, on and off the court from those four upperclassmen, and she's taken that leadership role seriously, and I think she's done a really good job of taking these younger players under their belt, and then also once she steps in between the white lines, realizing that, you know, this thing can run through me, and sometimes when this offense is going to sputter, I'm going to put the ball in my hands and I'm just going to take over, and I think it's really been an incredible evolution from last year. You know, she really was a role player almost by default last year because she just knew the type of performances and type of shots that she was needed to take, and a Sierra or a Summer could take over from there. Whereas this year, I think she's really carved out that role for her, and Coach Jack has given her more responsibility. She's accepted it in full, and really, quite frankly, has put on a show in these first three games.
Really, I mean, and I think I was so impressed with the last game, you know, just the run that the Bulls were able to make early on against Canisius and in the first quarter. So I think it all starts with the defensive end. I really think that they have played. We talk about offense, you know, the scoring ports, but talk a little bit about how well they played defensively.
Yeah, I mean, listen, anytime you hold a Division I college basketball team to under 60 points, you've done your job, and that's a goal that Coach Jack sets for the team each and every game. And, you know, obviously some games you don't, it's a pretty high standard and a pretty high bar, and to be able to do that in two of the first three games, the Bulls as a team and as a program are 41-0 in the last 3 years when they've held teams to 59 or under. And I think, you know, they believe that their offense flows from the defense. It starts on the defensive end of the floor. They are, you know, they oftentimes can put a master class in turning defense into offense, and that's where Coach Jack believes that, you know, everything is rooted. And I think you've seen that in the first three games, and the more they will be successful will be because of that. And I think it, you know, it always starts in the defensive end. Coach Jack knows this team can put up points, but you don't want to trade baskets, right? You want to get yourself stops and put yourself in the best position to score on the other end, and I think they've done that really well.
We can't talk about the team without talking about De'Asia Fair, the freshman sensation. And, you know, when you bring her name up to you and to Coach Jack, and just a smile comes to your face. I mean, just what she's been able to do so early on has just been incredible.
Yeah, really, really proud of her. As a fellow Rochesterian, I love to see kids from that area do well. And you know what, I think the biggest thing with her is you never know exactly, she's a great player in high school, and you hope that that's going to translate to the college level. But I think what I've noticed from De'Asia over this first few games is nothing really seems to faze her. I think she's just incredibly poised, has a very high basketball IQ, and just settles in there, and no moment seems too big for her. And obviously as a freshman, I think that's incredibly unique, and it's going to be a big advantage for Buffalo going forward.
Yeah, it's just incredible that her success and how quick it's been. And this team's success, I mean, and I think tomorrow is, you're going to be able to hang the banner against Columbia. I mean, this team is, what, four straight seasons, 20-plus wins. And if you got something to do tomorrow night against Columbia, it's such a great honor to be able to raise the banner for last year.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, I really hope that the community comes out and supports this team. And you know, we've turned the page to a new season, but really important to be able to take time and honor the successes and, you know, the stellar 2018 campaign and that team. We'll be able to drop that banner before the game, have a few players, including Sierra Dillard, back to be there for that night. And I think it's just, you know, it's really special, and it's becoming a standard, you know, as such, and those banners continue to hang up. And, you know, hopefully we run out of space and we have to figure out that problem in the years to come. But you talked about Columbia. Obviously, it's going to be a really great game.
Yeah.
Columbia is a talented team. Have some really talented players, and I think it's going to be a great matchup for the fans to see and an exciting moment to be a part of.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow night again at Alumni Arena, and if you need tickets, 1-877, you be there, ubbulls.com.
We'll see you there, and best of luck to football tonight. Go lock it up, boys.
All right, thanks a lot. Sarah Tonelli from the UB Media Relations Office. We'll finish things up with Brian Wolf live from Ohio. Kento, Ohio, is talked to him a little bit about football and basketball. That is still to come on UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
Castle keeps it clean for a clean machine.
Hey, Bulls fans.
friends. This is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see Busy Bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePaxPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePaxPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Welcome back to UB Basketball Insider. I am Bob Gaughan. This is a huge night for UB Sports because UB Football is trying to become bowl eligible for the third straight year. They are in Kent, Ohio to play the Golden Flash. So we'll take you right up to the pregame show for UB and Kent. And joining us right now from UB Media Relations office, Brian Wolf. Wolfie, how you doing? All right, we'll try and connect with Brian here because he is again he is at Dick Stadium in Kent, Ohio, as the football team is playing the UB football team will be playing the Golden Flash as they are 5-4 and trying to get to 6-4 on the season and become bowl eligible. So the football team has been on a roll of late. We talked about the women's basketball team winning three games in a row. The women's football team has won three games in a row as well, and so they are really flying, playing well offensively and defensively. And we'll see if we can get Brian back. Brian Wolfie, are you there? All right. So we'll talk with Sarah again, Sarah Trinelli. Talk a little bit about again this football team. I'll be doing the post game show just in a few hours from now. But this football team has been on a little bit of a roll here and really playing their best football. And I think that you talk about all sports. You want to be playing your best football. You want to be playing your best basketball as the season is coming to a close, and I think you could really say that about this football team.
Absolutely. You know, I think they took a couple tough conference losses there to start against Miami, Ohio, took it on the chin, but I think really have rebounded, and yeah, obviously, and arguably, I guess you could say, is playing some of their best football that they've played all year, and really, of when you look at the other teams in the MAC, I think, you know, they're a team to be reckoned with, and I think tonight presents a great road challenge for them. And really sets himself up to be right where that goal is. You hear Coach Leipold talk every year and always mention that the goal, you know, is to be able to play in those bowl games, and they have a chance to do that tonight at Kent.
Right. I mean, you think about this. If they were able to win tonight, and we talked about the standard, you just came off talking about the standard for the women's basketball team. The standard for the football team, if they become bowl eligible, it's going to be the third time in 3 years, but it's only the fifth time overall. So you talk about how the standard is changing for the football team and set the standard of becoming bowl eligible year in, year out. And that's really impressive, the run that this football team is on.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it speaks to what Lance has done. And, you know, I think it's he's built the culture. You talk about it takes the process to build a culture, and I think he's done a great job of that, and you know, the bowl appearances and the wins that continue to pile up really speaks for that.
All right, I think we got Brian Wolf. Wolfie, are you with us now? No. All right, we'll continue to talk with Sarah. But yes, that standard that is there for all of the sports, and the way that they have defensively been so impressive this year. That defensive line, the sacks that they've been able to get, the turnovers that they've been able to get. It's impressive to me going from like this year's team to last year's team. It seemed like last year's team was all offense, and this year's team totally different and how they're doing it so well defensively.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's and it's a testament to the coaching staff to be able to evaluate. Each year presents a new challenge and a new crop of players, right? And you have to be able to kind of evaluate what you have. And I think no matter who you have, you know, even with last year's team, you still need the defense to play well, right? You want them to do, you know, do what they have to do and put the offense in a good position. But I think, you know, this year some of the most electric plays and playmakers for the squad have come on the defensive side of the ball, and it's been really cool to see, whether it's a Joey Banks or, you know, their big guys up front and some other playmakers in the secondary. I think, you know, when you get those electric plays, I think the offense feeds off of it too, and you know, I think Patterson and Marks and Van Treese will tell you the same thing, that, you know, they see the defense out there making plays and it inspires them to go out and make some on their side of the ball.
Best running game in football in MAC, best defense, you usually like your chances.
Absolutely.
This is UB Basketball Insider, though, so let's talk a little bit about the men's team. I think there are similarities between the men's team and the women's team. Both young teams, you know, coming together. We talked about how, you know, the women's team leaning on Tessie Onwuka. I think the men's team kind of doing the same thing, leaning a little bit on some of their veterans. Devontae Jordan, leaning on him, leaning on Javon Graves. And those guys have different roles, just kind of like Tessie has. So do you see similarities. Do you see the same similarities between the men and women's team?
I do, yeah. I see those, and you obviously have, you know, the pair you mentioned there in Javon and Devontae. You have that's a really battle-tested pair that you can rely on, and guys who have been there in the thick of things and have won a whole bunch of games and played under the brightest lights. And so I think when you have a leadership like that, and it starts with them and then can trickle down, and I think when you have that type of a leadership, you know, it's really important as you're trying to find out what your identity is early in the season, you know, with only a couple games under their belt and with some big ones upcoming on the schedule, to be able to rely on those two and, you know, some of their, and even a Rondo who's going to have the ball in his hands a lot at times as well, you know, some of those guys that maybe played limited minutes and in minor roles are going to now see them evolve and take that next step in their careers, and they have really good examples to look up to in doing so.
Speaking of Ronaldo Segu, I mean, I think that on any other MAC team or many teams that they play, he would be the starting point guard. I mean, that's how it's such a luxury, I think, for this basketball team to have him coming off the bench, because he can play, and he's done, when he's been on the court, he's done fantastic things.
Yeah, he had career high in points against Nazareth, and I think, you know, a lot of people will look at the, you know, a lot of fans look at the points, right? That's the first column they look, but I think coaching staff and even us in the athletics communication staff at times tends to look at those other columns, and I think what stood out to me was his efficiency numbers. I mean, it was almost video game numbers in terms of how efficient he was, not just from his shot selection on the floor, but distributing the basketball and diving in there for rebounds as well. And I think he really was the total package against Nazareth, and can be a huge asset for the Bulls going forward.
And we talked about the young player, Deja Fair, for the women's team. I think Josh Mambala, to me, if I had to pick one younger player and what he has looked like to me and the potential of what he could look like 3 years from now down the road, has been a really impressive start so far to his career.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the way he runs up and down the floor and his ability to make an impact on both ends of the floor, obviously an incredible rim protector on defense, and then obviously his wingspan and his athletic ability on the offensive floor. I mean, he's explosive. He's gonna put the ball in the hole, and I think you see some rawness to him right now, but the ceiling is super high. The sky's the limit, and I think, you know, he can really be an exciting player for Bulls fans to watch this season and in seasons going forward.
Sarah, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Pulling double duty tonight. That'll do it for UB Basketball Insider. So thanks to Coach Jim Weitzel, Coach Felicia Leggett Jack, and producer Lucas Buckley of the football team. The football game is up next, but you've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, presented by Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been UB Basketball Insider, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Auto Group, T-Mobile, Nike, Pepsi, Comdoc, and by WIVB Channel 4 and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.